Oh, I was gonna say we'll probably need a printer scanner for our office.
Thanks. Can you hit the intro, please?
Just in case you didn't fucking think of
that. You mean we need a printer for our office?
Was it on the plans?
Great.
Was it? And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. He was a high school All-American, a college All-American. He was All-Pro in the NFL. But the thing that he's most proud of is during his show in Muncie, Indiana, he made a woman in the crowd laugh so hard she shit her pants. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat McAfee!
That's right, we're back. This is Wednesday, March 15th, 2017. And Diggs has come to the incredible conclusion that we probably need a printer in our office. That's amazing. Thank you, Diggs. He's the one laughing right now next to him, Todd McComas, ex-cop, ex-Marine. I think you're a Marine for life. Is that right?
I am. We are.
Hoorah.
Hoorah.
Okay, I like it. Behind the ones and twos is Nick Maroto. Nick, how's it going?
Doing well. Doing well.
Okay, so this is Wednesday's, this is the first Wednesday podcast.
Yeah.
And who knows if we'll keep it? Who knows if it'll go on to the iTunes, onto the internet for people to listen? But there will be no guests on today's show. Tuesday, Thursday, we'll have guests. Tomorrow's show, we'll have Edrin James on it, which is a conversation you're going to want to hear. We absolutely loved that combo.
It was my favorite interview so far.
He basically is the coolest dude on earth. He referred to himself as Edge 5 times in a conversation and somehow completely cool.
Yeah, I loved it.
In the coolest way.
Referring to yourself in a third person is challenging. He pulled it off.
It's challenging is an understatement. If I was to walk in somewhere and go like, yo, Patty likes that, people would be like, oh, yo, Patty, get the fuck out. Edge did it. Was like, Edge knows how to play the game. Edge does this. And I was like, yep, yeah, Edge does. You're 100% right. So that's tomorrow's show. It'll be fantastic. What were you going to say?
I think it's just his voice. His voice is like so deep and calm. You could do that.
Never does interviews, Edrin James. Never does interviews. Hates the media. We got him to do an interview because of a connection through the Colts, obviously, and it turned out to be gold. That guy should have talked to the media more. People would have loved him a lot more if he would have talked to the media, but he was scared that they were going to fuck him.
They would ask him dumb questions, yeah.
He said, don't box the kid in. He's too swift with the quickness, was his text back whenever I asked him if he wanted to do my show. He said, I usually don't do a lot of things because media tries to box the kid in, but I'm too swift with the quickness for that, though.
And that's why he could talk in the third person.
And he was 100% right. He was too swift. Today we're going to go over some sports news. We're going to go over some world news. Chit-chat about life a little bit. Maybe correct some things that we have said on this podcast that weren't accurate.
Do you want to start there?
Yeah, apparently those Iowa kids did not just get kicked out for wearing red, white, and blue. I guess they were screaming racist chants, which we should have figured that out. We should have known that.
We only scratched the surface. We probably should have dug a little bit deeper.
Nope.
That's what we do around news here. Article. We read the complete news article.
Yeah. Did we?
I read at least the first paragraph.
I read the headline, which I think is kind of what's wrong with our country, is the headlines
it's
are
a
just
grab.
They're clickbait. Yeah. Headlines are all clickbait, so they're not that accurate. That's where all this fake news chatter has come. And I don't know if those kids screamed racist things or not, because there's a lot of differing opinions on my Twitter timeline. I do want to let that know. Not everybody is saying that they did scream racist chants, but more than 10 people have told me they have.
Well, here's the problem with the news, because they're going to bias you in one direction or the other.
Everybody's
according
spinning.
To their own politics.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's spinning.
Evidently, the news story we grabbed, they were trying to get
our
Patriots fired up.
They were trying to get Pat McAfee. See what I just did there?
Yeah.
That was Edge-like. To go on a patriotic rant because they knew they could get me.
Yeah.
I love America.
They got you.
Then they got me.
They hit you in your sweet spot.
Oh, my God. The future of America isn't allowed to wear red, white, and blue. That was my first thoughts as soon as I read that headline. You got to be fucking kidding me.
But it was believable. I mean, today's age.
Yeah, it was. That's
the problem.
That's the troubling part about it.
That's why I went on the rant. It's because it's about the state of America.
Yeah.
Let me be the first to say, though, if they were chanting racist things,
we're not
about that.
And in the rant, I said that.
Yes, you did.
In the rant, I said that. I said, if you come to America, you're an American. We're cool with you. Whatever. Because if they go to war with you, they're going to war with us. I mean, it's the same fucking thing. But just know that here at the Pat McAfee Show, we love the shit out of America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that means
that everyone. Came across pretty obvious.
Apparent
or obvious yesterday.
Yeah, those kind of come one and the same there.
If you're here, you're an American. We love you.
But we hate.
I don't care where you came from.
We hate racist chants.
We do hate racist
I've been
chants.
Called a white boy more times than I could ever imagine, and I don't mind it.
A snowflake?
I'm not a snowflake.
A cracker?
I've been called a cracker
before. Isn't a snowflake a soft white boy?
And most of those people are tweeting me about us being rude for talking about the American kids getting kicked out for representing America. Those are mostly the fucking snowflakes that are ruining America. But you know who else is snowflakes, though? The uber liberals were coined the snowflakes. Right? Because they get offended by everything. They're not actually offended. They just think that they can be offended, so they want to show the world that they're offended.
They should be.
But the super Republicans are snowflakes as well, and they're the ones calling the uber liberals snowflakes. Because when George Bush had that horrible coin toss, if you do recall, great man. We all understand he's an American hero at the Super Bowl. Horrible coin toss. And Barstool Sports tweeted, worst coin toss of all time, not because the man – but the actual toss itself, Barstool Sports is a satirical sports website.
Right.
It was a fact.
It was a bad coin toss. But all the super Republicans started tweeting me, this is the company you joined? This is the company you joined? People are going to disrespect an American hero? No, they didn't disrespect an American hero. They disrespected the coin toss that disrespected itself for how bad it was.
They put him in a bad situation. He's too
old. You should know a 90-year-old man. His hands don't work like that.
They should have just had him do the little wave off. Hello, America.
Which is what he did. That long walk on there with his lady. Got a round of standing ovation. That's enough. Hero. He did a lot for our country. World War II, he did everything. Great man. But that coin toss.
Yeah. Don't ask him to use fine motor skills. It's going to be embarrassing.
Have you ever been to a senior citizen center? Right. There ain't a single fucking fine motor skill in that place, let alone a guy who is battling right now.
Right.
But I think both ends of the spectrum are snowflakes.
I agree.
And we just got to stop with that bullshit. Stop being pussies.
Yeah, it's aggravating. We've talked about this before, Pat. Like, the level of political correctness in some areas of this country is just unbearable.
And it's not real. It's just them acting offended so they can get some attention.
They think they should be offended, even though they're not.
They're playing a part that they don't fully even understand, so therefore it's over the top.
And usually it's white people.
Yeah,
right.
Always.
Who are 98% of the time.
Who come from good money, so they kind of feel bad. They're like, oh, I feel bad because everybody tells them that they should feel bad for having money, which I do think if you're a spoiled little rich kid and you don't do anything to accrue your money and you're a dickhead, I think you should feel bad. I think you should feel awful. You've got a great head start in life that you have not taken advantage of. You're a bad person.
Yeah, but your white guilt, your privileged white guilt is not my problem.
That's not my problem. I worked hard to get fuck where I'm at. Right. Don't be like, hey, Macklemore, with your white privilege rap. Right. Shut the fuck up. You aren't shut up, all right? I made it to the NFL, which is I was a minority in the NFL. You're in the rap game. You're a minority in the rap game. I understand where you're coming from. But all of my teammates understand that if you work your dick off and do the right thing, you're a good person.
Right.
There should be no racism. There's no race involved in that. But it's all the white people who act like they're upset because they're fucking, oh, man, I'm not making the world a better place. You know how you make the world a better place? Be productive.
Yeah.
That'll make this world a better place. And stop being a pussy. That's what I'm saying. Right, Diggs?
It drives me fucking nuts.
I hate it. Because I'll make like a black joke to one of my black teammates and some white guy who thinks he's supposed to be offended will all of a sudden take up arms for it. I'm like, get the fuck. I think you are not a part of this.
In the locker room?
No, like if I tweet something. If I tweet something that's like a white guy thing. Like, I make fun of white people. White people deserve to be made fun of. White people do a lot of dumb shit. But every race has idiots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My cousin, I have two cousins. One had been to jail before for a drive-by shooting. The other one for an armed robbery. They grew up in a trailer. The one shot his mom, which is my aunt, whenever their pit bulls were fighting while on parole. He's not even allowed to have a gun. We got bad people from all races. And I think once we accept that and own that, we'll move forward.
Yeah.
And that's all I got to say about America. Yeah.
That was good.
Not bad.
That was good. I'm glad we got that cleared up.
Anyways, if those kids got booted for wearing red, white, and blue, fuck you.
Right.
But if they were saying racist chants, fuck them.
Yeah.
That's how we feel here. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world, though. Diggs, tell us more about some sports.
Do you know who LeVar Ball is?
Mm. I was reading about this a little bit last night. I fucking love this guy.
Todd, do you?
No. I have no idea.
So basically, he's famous right now because his sperm is pretty solid.
He's got good sperm.
He has good sperm?
Yeah, he has three solid sons. One is Lonzo Ball, plays at UCLA. He's going to be top five draft pick.
Okay.
The other one is a five-star recruit in high school right now, and the other one's a four-star recruit.
What are their names?
LaMelo, Lonzo, and LiAngelo Ball. And
these fucking names.
He's been...
All the L's, is that right?
Yeah.
Taking L's. That old family's just taking fucking L's.
I hate when families do that, when they have to name their kids all the same fucking letter. Yeah.
Rich Rodriguez and Rita Rodriguez got Raquel, Rambo, Ray J, Ricky, Bobby. They got all of them.
I group these people in the same group that I put the stick figure families on the back of. If those people just drove off a cliff, I'd be fine with it.
Yeah, I don't like the little stick figure families.
No, fuck your stick figure family.
I don't either.
Like, we get it, you're proud of your kids. But guess what? You're annoying my fucking view of your car.
Yeah.
Right. Plus, now. You just kind of, like, say there's a pedophile behind you. Now he knows how.
That's a cop view.
Your house is. That's a cop. 1, 2, 3, 4. Jackpot. Yeah.
Well, how about the people who can't have kids? Just rubbing it in their face.
Yeah.
Jesus. I'm surprised they.
I never thought of that.
Look how many kids we have.
Look at these kids. Bang, bang, bang. I'm surprised they're not marching.
I'm just having kids by accident.
I had a lady we worked with who had that on her thing, and all she did was talk about her stupid fucking family all day long.
Yeah, people that put stickers up of their kids are definitely talking about
their kids. No one cares. Do your work. Leave me alone.
We get it. You had sex. Way to go. Anyway, so what does this dude say? What's his name again? The dad?
The dad's name is LeVar.
Of course it is. LeVar. So we got LeVar, LiAngelo, LaMelo, and Lonzo.
Lonzo, just Lonzo.
Lonzo.
All right, so he said a few things.
I fucking hate
Let's run through some of the best ones. Back in my heyday, I would kill Michael Jordan one-on-one.
Did he play?
Yeah, he averaged 2-2. I saw this. Somebody said he had at Washington State or something.
He had a good argument, though. He said he would just back Jordan down and lift him off the ground and call a foul every time he shoots. So he's that type of player.
I didn't know he broke down how he would beat him. I like that. A little bit of an assassin.
He said he'd
pedigree.
Do a jump hook to the right or left, and as soon as he got Jordan off the ground, he'd call a foul.
So in one-on-one, this guy's relying on foul.
and he's also like, call your own foul one-on-one. Yeah.
And then he was trying to get his boys a shoe contract with Nike. He said $1 billion. It has to be there. That's our number. $1 billion straight out the gate.
For all three of them.
Yeah. To sponsor all three of them. He says, and you don't even have to give it to me all up front. Give us $1 million over 10 years.
So he's an extended and olive branch. You don't have to give me $1 billion, Nike, but that's $333 million per. Right? But the kid in high school can't touch any of that cash. The fact that his dad even mentioned that, the NCAA might suspend him forever. I mean, that just might be something.
This is not a good idea.
No, because remember when Cam Newton came out?
Yeah.
It was all the talks about him, his dad telling him about Under Armour, this is our price, the Auburn, blah, blah, blah. And it became a big deal. And this guy's just coming right out the gates. Hey, all three kids wearing your shoes, $1 billion. Let's make a deal.
Oh, is this what you tweeted about your dad?
Yeah, my dad, very much the same as this guy. Day after the draft, we got fucked up. Night of the draft, because boy, dreams just came true here.
Right.
My dad, the next morning, walked into my room in tidy whiteys, and anybody that knows Tim McAfee already understands that is not a good image. He kicks me, throws me a Pedialyte, tells me we have to go learn how to punt. Because I didn't know how to punt yet. So Bill Polian drafted me to do something that I didn't know how to do. Mm-hmm. And while we were going to punt, as we were drinking our Pedialyte, which was kind of curing our hangover, it was built for babies, approved by drunk as fuck people. Pedialyte is the best for hangovers.
How long have I been repping Pedialyte for hangovers?
Long time. Yeah, it's... long time. We spent a month in New York one weekend, and Pedialyte was the saving grace.
Yep.
If college kids go buy Pedialyte, there's Pedialyte package you can mix with water.
Yeah.
It's official.
And if you don't like the taste, which you probably won't because it's kind of a weird taste, just bong it.
Yeah,
just bong it.
Just
get
it in you.
Just get it down.
It's a cure-all.
And my dad says to me that day, as we're going to my high school to attempt to learn how to punt, he says, hey, if this whole career thing works out, why don't you attempt to get us free Pedialyte for the rest of your life? And I was like, good call, Dad. So this guy's asking for $1 billion. All my dad wanted was Free Pedialyte. We didn't feel like shit the next day.
Honestly, so do I. That shit's not cheap. It's like $10 for a fucking bottle,
man. It's very expensive, and they're just hustling those babies. But I don't think they're marketing it right.
No, they're not.
That's a hangover.
It should be a commercial with one of us assholes laying in bed with a pizza on the floor.
Yeah.
And just chugging that, and an hour later, you're good.
I agree. I bet you that could cure cancer, though, if they really get going. Pedialyte is incredible.
Just an IV right into the veins.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yep, right to the area that is infected.
Getting turned on a little bit.
I love how the firemen do that when they, after a binge night, they just give themselves IVs to rehydrate. Boom, instant hangover.
Well, cure. Vegas has that, right?
Yeah, but do you go to that?
No, I've never have.
No way am I doing that. The scariest thing for my
Nurse Ratchet in there.
Yeah. Who knows where those needles... I mean, I'm sure they're clean needles. I shouldn't say. There's like... They give clean needles to druggies nowadays if you go into the right place. But I couldn't imagine... The worst part for the surgery for me was getting the pick done. Like, the thing I was worried about for a week before the thing wasn't my knee getting...
Wide open.
Cut open or anything like that. It was putting the pick in at 6 a.m. from a nurse who hated her life. She was not happy to be there. She's there every morning. Been there, done that. Just let me get this pick inside of you and keep it moving. I couldn't imagine just walking in Vegas. Hi, lady I've never met here in Sin fucking City. Yeah, go ahead and just stab my vein. Do whatever you got to do. Let's keep it moving. But people swear by it. People say it's awesome.
It instantly cures your hangover. Like I said, firemen have been doing that for decades, and I always heard about it, but I'm like you. I'm like, I don't know if it's worth it. I'll just gut it out.
Do you hate firemen as a cop?
No. I mean, a lot of cops do. They're just jealous because firemen get laid.
Firemen are real heroes because nobody hates them.
Well, and they got it going on because, how do you hate a fireman? Right. All they do is save people. They don't ruin people's lives, you know.
They don't accidentally shoot people that don't have guns.
They're not pulling you over for speeding. They're not, you know, this is a win-win for firemen.
Firemen only show up to save the day.
Yeah.
Doctors always hate it because you only go and see them whenever you're sick. Dentists always hate them whenever you only need them go in your mouth. Mm-hmm. Cops always hate them because you only call them whenever a bad situation happens. Firemen, bad situation happens, they show up, make the world a better place. Always love. Firemen are in a good spot. They're in a sweet spot. I have an uncle and a couple cousins who are firemen in Pittsburgh, so I'm very thankful for people that do public service. I mean, I'm very thankful for you, but they are definitely in a sweet spot for being loved and probably getting their dick sucked.
Yeah. Oh, if I could have done it all over again. I'll tell every young person out there who wants to go into public safety, be a firefighter.
Public safety, not public service.
Be a firefighter.
Public service is like politician. Yeah. Don't be a politician.
Yeah.
Everybody hates you immediately. Right. You have no win. No win-win there. But do you think they're going to get that billion-dollar deal? I bet you they do. I bet you it happens.
Those kids are going to be fucked up, don't you think?
No, the kid in high school is pulling up from half court.
That little asshole, I hate him already.
He's pulling up from half court. I mean, that kid's going to be...
He shot 60 shots in a game.
Yeah, he scored 92 points. He didn't play defense.
60 shots, congratulations.
Didn't play defense.
But mentally, when you have a dad like Joe Jackson, I mean, Michael Jackson, the most talented musician of all time.
With kids.
He was fucked up.
Where are we going with this? His dad, Michael's dad.
Yeah, dads like this ruin their kids. They fuck them up in the head.
That's why he's pulling up from half court.
He could be the most talented basketball player. Doesn't mean he's not going to be fucked up and do bad things.
No, I'm saying he's pulling up from half court because he's already a cocky asshole because of his
dad. Well, that's my dad, though. My dad, if I would have pulled up from half court.
He probably would have killed you.
Would have, if I would have made it. Yeah. I mean, I would have been tough to handle. I would have been tough to handle. Right. But my dad afterwards would have said, that's just stupid. That's not a high percentage shot, blah, blah, blah. My dad would want to win at all costs because winning is better than everything else. But if you're pulling up from half court, there's a good chance your team's winning already. So I don't even know what to think here. But I think they're going to get that $1 billion eventually. I'm certain, actually.
I'm sure Lonzo, the dude who's going to go top five, is going to get something. But they're not going to give him $1 billion.
They're going to work a deal in there to pick up the other two brothers. It's only $333 million per.
Oh, that's it?
That's it. Those shoe companies spend outrageous amounts of money on people because everybody's trying to do what Nike did with Jordan.
Well, there's only
you ever watch that documentary where Nike completely rolled the dice? They put everything they had into Michael Jordan, everything they had into him, and it hit. And now every company sees that as like a blueprint for what they should do. Everybody's trying to do it.
Right now, I'm saying there's three athletes who are worth $1 billion. It's Tiger, LeBron, and MJ.
Peyton's worth $1 billion.
Is he?
Not in his financially, but what he did for the Colts and what he's done for the NFL, he's worth a billion dollars.
In their bank account.
And for, I mean, he had that Reebok deal for so long, and Reebok went under. If he would have went with Nike, I couldn't even fathom the amount of shoes they would have sold. I know that was probably a business decision that was made long, long, long ago, but if Peyton was with Nike, just like Under Armour has Tom Brady, and they don't really pump him that much.
At zero.
Because everybody thinks Tom Brady, they think Uggs.
Maybe like one commercial a year for Under Armour.
Doesn't make sense. But I think Tom Brady is worth a billion. I think there's another guy that's worth $1 billion for what he's done for New England and for basically the entire Northeast.
Yeah,
I mean,
the whole shit ton of states.
Even though he doesn't have a billion in his pocket, I think what he's done business-wise, you look around every business around Foxborough, there's going to be a casino now. If it wasn't for Tom Brady, none of that shit's going on. Yeah. I mean, there's probably another quarterback that could go in there and win. I think they proved that with Jimmy G and Matt Castle went in there and won because Belichick's an animal. But there's a few athletes that have gigantic changings of the economy wherever they're at, and I think there's only like five or six of them.
Yeah, I think most quarterbacks can have a great career there, but not every quarterback can do what he just did in the Super Bowl. I mean, that was just Tom Brady.
Incredible.
Tom Brady can
and
do that.
That attractive. let's not act like he's not an attractive dude.
Hold on. He's attractive now because he has money. Did you see his combine picture and shit like that? He wasn't that attractive back then.
He had a bad body. He had a bad body back in the day.
Money makes people attractive.
I'm waiting.
Oh, check out before and after pictures of Calvin Harris, before and after money. Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm excited to get my work done to get a little bit more attractive. That's what this diet thing I'm in part of right now has been. It's a nightmare.
What's your plan? What are you going to do?
I ate a salad 2 days ago. I did some sit-ups yesterday. I did some push-ups last night. Still got this gut. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm trying to figure it out.
It takes too much work.
It's a lot of work, but you also need a lot of money to live fit. You need a lot. I think that's a big fight that's going on around the world right now that is accurate. It's much easier. I grew up on McDonald's. I eat McDonald's every single day of my life and cereal, and it's just because it's so easy. My mom didn't cook. She worked. My dad didn't cook. He worked. McDonald's is dollar menu. I was a fucking dollar menu heir long before anybody else was. Long before that thing was even termed. McChickens were keeping me alive. It's just so much easier just to eat a McDonald's $1 thing. But right now I'm trying this diet stuff, but it's hard. Everywhere you go, there's so much delicious food just fucking staring at you like, phew, those pancakes right there are fantastic. But instead, I'll order this fruit cup and salad.
Todd every day tries to get us to go to this pancake place, and we turn him down every day because we're trying to be healthy.
Because if we walk in there, we know we got no chance.
No chance.
It's just, you can't look at a picture of a...
And I saw my video getting tased the other day, which we didn't talk about yesterday, that I got tased.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun.
You rode the lightning.
It didn't tickle.
It didn't hurt, though. You didn't.
No, it was like.
You had a lot of padding.
That was the self-defense tase.
Is that funny?
One of these days, we'll get the real cop tase.
Oh, yeah. We'll get that.
And
we'll do it to you.
It's life-changing.
I am not getting shot by one of those things. I mean, that's the purpose of life, is not to end up on the other end of a taser, right? That's like, I'm trying to live my life in a manner nowadays.
One of my life goals.
In which I don't end up on the other end of a taser. Gun. That's going to happen, though.
What?
I feel like a gun's going to get pulled on me at some point. I'm going to end up somewhere, piss somebody off, and a gun's going to get pulled on me. I have the dream probably once or twice a month that it happens. And I want to let you know, in that dream every single time.
You win?
No, I just let them do whatever the fuck they want. Give me all your money. You got it. Take it all. I don't want it. Do you want another gun? I'll go to my house, get you another gun.
Well, I'm going to just put it out there right now. If anybody has a real cop taser, we will tase dicks with it. And record it on video.
I think we will.
Dude, if I did it, you can do it. You're a young man. If I did it, you can do it. It's going to be the worst 5 seconds of your life, but it's only 5 seconds. You'll be all right.
Okay. You can do anything for 5 seconds.
Yeah, I could do anything for 5 seconds.
Would you want the clock in front of you for how long you have left?
No.
It seems so long. No. I swear to God, in my head the whole time I was like, this is lasting way too long. Something's wrong.
Maybe I do want the clock. Deep. I don't know.
I think you want the clock, so you see how long.
I mean, my eyes are going to roll in the back of their head anyway.
Yeah, you won't be able to focus on it. But
you'll be blurry. Is that, say, 15 more seconds? What am I doing?
Your eyes will be closed the entire
time.
Oh, it's
lightning bolts.
What else happened in the world? I think they get that billion. I've said that 4 times, but I think they get it.
I'm going to go against you on that one.
I think they're all going to go to jail. Because they're raised wrong.
And that's not because they're black.
No, it's because they have a shitty dad. A shitty dad is just trying to capitalize on them.
right.
He is trying to capitalize.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
And which,
that's
if I have a kid, he's a business plan too. Just a heads up for my future kid.
100%.
You better be good at something. You better get on a piano. If you can't fucking play sports, you better do something.
Those future kids we aren't going to have. But anyway. Did you guys... Are you familiar with this Bud Light Busters thing that Barstool has you doing?
No. Am I a part of it?
Yeah.
What do you mean I'm a part of it?
You're a part of it. All right. So they are taking 32 Barstool personalities, and you're one of them. And tomorrow, or today, Wednesday at 11 a.m., you guys are all going on Facebook Live, putting your names in a hat or something. And then each of you are drafting a team that is a 9 seed or lower, so from 9 to 16. And if the team you take gets to the Sweet 16, you go to Vegas.
What happened? I'm going to Vegas?
Yeah, if your team makes it to the Sweet 16. And we're already planning a trip, so yeah, get there.
Oh, that's awesome. So yeah. I'm a part of this?
So say 10 of 9 seeds or lower make it to Vegas. There's 10 Barstool personalities going to Vegas.
Mm-mm-mm. And you already got some help yesterday.
Yep.
Insider info. With
what
teams?
So what do I got to do? I wasn't paying attention because I just got a text from Zamir Cobb, NFL Substance Abuse Program, policy update. Synthetic cannabinoids, commonly known as synthetic weed, K2, spice, are prohibited and have been added to the annual test from April 20th to August 9th. For more information about the substance abuse policy, please visit www.nflpa.com/activeplayers. Oh, we should probably edit that out.
You should reply to it.
Hey, Zamir, I retired.
Man, we were this close to getting Martavis Bryant back.
Oh, fuck.
So close.
There's no way he's not smoking spice. When I got arrested for my thing and I got put into the program, which is 27 months, 8 drug tests a month, meet with a substance abuse counselor once a week for at least 30 minutes, 4 of my friends around the league called me and were like, I got to hook up on spice if you want to smoke it. Yeah, you can't drink, you can't smoke anything, but this spice stuff, it's kind of like meth, but they don't test for it, and it's a little bit of something. And I was like, all right, I'll try it. You know, so I tried it one time because you can't – if you can't drink – I was 22 years old, and all my friends did was get fucked up. Do you guys remember that? I felt so bad even going out with you because I was the – normally whenever I would go out, I was the energizer behind the party. I was the guy. I was trying my best to make sure everybody had a good time. I had money too, so I'm going to take care of everybody. Let's have a good time. I'm buying shots for everybody. So then once I get in trouble, I'm not allowed to touch alcohol. I'm not allowed to have a picture of alcohol. I'm not allowed to have anything. And I went out with my friends a couple of times, and I was looking around. I'm like, God damn, I'm killing this party. I'm not supposed to be here. So I would just sit home. I just stayed home for 27 months. I didn't do anything.
Listen.
So whenever they told me if I want to try spice just for a little bit of a buzz, I tried it out. And I had a couple of my college friends with me when I tried it out. And they're like, so this is what the NFL is, huh? I was like, what's that? They're like, you're smoking meth? And it was at that moment I was like, I'm about to freak out. You're right. This is meth. I threw it away. I didn't try it again. But that's a very common thing for guys. And now it's gone. The NFL is just taking away another thing right there, literally as this happened.
Listen, I love my friends, but I've been out with them like twice when I was sober and they were drunk.
It's
they
horrible.
Are the worst humans
horrible.
On the planet.
It sucks whenever you're the sober
I will
guy
never out. Do it again.
Now, granted, I'm not doing shots anymore. I only do beer. Beers only. Everybody knows me. It's not a bad thing. I enjoy the beers only. I don't black out. There's no chance of me blacking out. I remember I can make it longer through the night. I think this beer's only is me for the rest of my life, and I like it a lot. But everybody in the NFL has to lay off the spice now. There's a lot of people who just got that text to the NFL. It was like, man, what the fuck?
I might call Martavis right now or tweet him right now just to make sure he knows about it.
Yo, hey, Martavis.
We need you back.
We need you next year. My friend Pat just got the same text you did. Let's make sure we take it easy. But I'm retired, Zamir. Get off my ass. If I want to smoke meth, I'm going to smoke meth. Not that I'm promoting it, but you get it. All right, let's go back to it. What were we just talking about before?
Us going to Vegas because you're going to a 9 to 16 seed that's going to make the Sweet 16.
So I have to pick a 9 to 16 team.
Mm-hmm.
And if my team makes it to the Sweet 16, I go to Vegas. Yes. So I'm Bud Light?
Yes.
Is what? This a Bud Light deal? Am I sponsored by Bud Light all of a sudden?
It's Barstool is. So
so kind of.
So you're going to draw.
It's a fact, though.
You're going to draw. They're going to draw your name out of a hat, and then you get to pick your team. So some are going to. If you're not drawn first, you're going to.
You're going to have the 30 seconds.
What was Wisconsin seeded? Are they a 9 or are they 8?
They're an 8.
Hold on. I got a picture.
Shit.
Because as you know, if you listen to our podcast from yesterday, Dan Dockich went through the entire thing for us. The best color commentator in the game.
But he had a couple 11 seeds making it to the Sweet 16.
He did. Hold on. Let me go through it.
I'm going to say Xavier was one of them. Maybe where's, Rhode Island.
Where's the Sweet 16? So he had Wisconsin, Florida, SMU, Duke,
nope.
Gonzaga, West Virginia, mm-hmm. Xavier.
That's one.
Xavier's 11.
Yep.
He said Xavier makes it.
What was SMU? Oh, they're higher.
They're like a six seed. And then he has Kansas, Purdue, Oregon, mm-hmm. Michigan, seven seed. God damn. North Carolina, Butler, UCLA, Butler? UK. Butler's four.
Yeah.
So my only option is Xavier. Somebody's going to take that, though. I got to hope.
Well, hopefully they draw you quickly. But
there's some others out there. You know, more than one is going to make it.
Wait, what? Wichita. They have a chance, right?
Yeah. Wichita State, yeah.
Because we have them winning.
One game.
Oh, they're going to lose to UK.
Maybe.
Maybe. You never know. UK can shit the bed.
So we'll say that Xavier's my one that I'm picking, and then Wichita's number two that I'm picking.
We're gonna create a list for you tomorrow.
Because we want this trip back.
11 a.m. Yeah. Facebook Live.
By the way, I wouldn't mind a Bud Light sponsorship. They moved out of the country, so they're no longer America's beer, which is cool. You went to Belgium, whatever. I used to drink you all the time, Bud Light.
Great country, though.
I've never been. I have been to Belgium. Phenomenal. Belgium is a good country.
My uncle lives there. It's a phenomenal country.
But it's not America.
No, obviously. I wouldn't say they're number one.
But, yeah, we are, because they kind of sponsor us. We like them a lot. That's cool. All right, so that's happening at 11 today?
Yeah.
Awesome. What else is going on in the world of sports?
One of the all-time greats retires. DeMarcus Ware.
This dude is a freak.
Nine-time Pro Bowler, eighth all-time in sacks, 138. First round, 2005 pick.
He was just a guy who did it the right way, right? Every time he spoke, every time he did anything, he just did things the right way.
I was going to ask, have you ever met him? Because he seems like the nicest guy on the planet.
I spoke about him on the NFL Top 100 list. So the way that works is, if you're a Pro Bowler, the day you show up, they pull you into like five different rooms that are like studio rooms.
Yeah.
And one of them is you vote your top 10 NFL players. And then they accrue that list from all the Pro Bowlers to make a top 100. And I think they score it by points. I put Adam Vinatieri as number one in the league because this was the year he only missed one kick. It was the last week. I was like, in a game where scoring points is how you win.
Right.
If a guy, every time he steps on the field, scores a point, he's the best at that game. Right, that's what I said. So I think I was the reason Vinatieri got into the top 100, by the way. He never thanked me for it. I don't expect to be thanked. But I think he got a lot of points because I put him in number one. But then they asked me if I could do like a couple thoughts about the NFL top 100 last year, right? And I was a week out of surgery when this happened last year. So I'm on a bunch of painkillers at this point. And they rescheduled it because they wanted to do it the day of my surgery. And they're like, oh, we'll just move to next week. And I'm like, I don't think I can move next week. Like, for a week, I don't think I can move there. So they ask a doctor, not my doctor, a doctor, if I can move. And they're like, yeah, he'll be in there for treatment anyway, so he should be good. And I'm like, is my doctor saying this or your doctor? Like, what doctor's saying this? They're like, oh, you can come in. So I roll in to do treatment a week later at the facility on my knee. And I get done with treatment. And I take like two painkillers, and I completely forgot this happened. And the NFL Films is there, like, you ready to do your top 100 thing? I'm like, fuck no. Like, what? And they were like, here's the list of four people we want you to talk about. Just think about it. We'll be back there. So I get these four people, and I'm like, oh, I don't even know who the fuck these guys are, but I'll go talk about them. I get back there, and I'm sitting down, and there's just like a spotlight on my face and a camera. Two of our PR people are in the back corner. And then the trainer who was working on me came in the room. And there was only supposed to be four people. They had me talk about 55 people on that list because I was hot. And I was rolling. We're talking flamethrowers about everything. I was like, I was only supposed to talk about four people. They're like, yeah, yeah, but we didn't give you the second list that we were thinking about. I was like, oh, you're using me. This is all free. Whatever. And it turned out the NFL Top 100, Joe, I was in every fucking episode. No payment. Don't worry about it. I'll do it for you. You know, I'm lucky to be a part of that show. I thought it was a great show. But I talked about DeMarcus being an avatar. The guy's just a fucking monster. He's got like 2% body fat.
He's the cleanest shaved head you'll ever see.
Cleanest shaved head. Nobody hates him. Everybody likes him. He's just a monster. And when they finally ran his, I think he was top 10, I think, or top 15. He sent me a tweet thanking me for my kind words in the video, but he had no idea that I was just drugged out on painkillers. I would have said something nice about anybody, but I meant it. DeMarcus Ware is a really good guy. Great career, though.
Everything I saw yesterday when he retired, like, no one said one bad thing about him.
He's got to be an incredible dude. Super religious, which I don't know is a knock or not.
We probably wouldn't hang out with him much.
Not a guy we'd hang out with, but he did everything the right way. Great football player. 12 years?
2005 to 17, yeah. That math seems right.
Good for him, man.
Number 8 on the NFL all-time sack list.
Really?
Yeah, I said that.
How many? Where's Robert Mathis at compared to him?
17.
Mm.
You wanted that.
No, I wanted him higher. I want Robert's my boy.
I know,
man.
I'm saying you wanted him higher.
I wanted him a lot higher. He's number 1 in strip sacks, though, which isn't in
what about,
official stat, which doesn't make any sense.
Freeney is 18.
Damn.
Freeney's going to play another year, though, and pick up a couple.
So Mathis has him beat by actually a half.
That was a big moment when that happened, by the way.
I'm sure it was.
So DeMarcus Ware is balling.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's one half behind Jason Taylor. He's actually one whole sack behind Jason Taylor.
So DeMarcus Ware?
DeMarcus Ware. If he wanted to play another year, which he absolutely could, he still might.
I saw someone say a soft retirement. What's that, Pat?
Soft retirement means just like what Kerry Collins did with us. If somebody wants to offer him a shitload of money week 7 next year, he'll come back.
Yeah.
Mike Florio, I think, posted about the soft retirement. Basically, any retirement from the NFL I've been learning is a soft retirement because there's no real paperwork.
No.
I just announced that I retired, and it's just, all right, he's retired. That's kind of the way it goes. I actually got a call from Lombardo, who is the head of that substance of abuse. He sent me an email, and this is the guy that I've fired off on, these random drug tests. This is people that I've been joking, trolling for a long time now. This guy and I have an interesting relationship. He sent me an email, though, that was like, hey, I saw your press conference. In my head, I'm like, oh, I bet you love that. I bet you fucking love that. He was like, but you need to write a letter to Goodell or something to announce a formal retirement so we can take you off of the testing list or whatever.
Right.
And I responded, like, do you need me to write a letter? I'll do that if you want to. If that press conference wasn't official enough for you,
right.
I could write a letter. And I was like, I appreciate you, by the way, because you handled my jokes much better than I thought. So every time that I got randomly drug tested after having, like, a 70-yard punt or kicking a kickoff into the stands, none of that shit's random. We all know it. And I finally just kind of started mocking it. And he rolled with it in stride. I never got any bad messages from him, the drug test guys, nothing. So I actually thanked him for that. I'm like, hey, you handled yourself in a pretty professional manner because it would be easier for him to get butthurt about that shit.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't.
Did he reply back to you?
Yeah. He said, no problem, man. It's better to laugh through life or something like that. It was like it put a human. He humanized himself. But for me, there's no way of retirement. Like you can't – like you. I thought there would be a bunch of like – paperwork to fill out, like some official thing. And what I've been learning is there isn't.
There's no like pension paperwork or anything.
That's the NFLPA. So Evan Mathis, who is one of my friends, he's played a lot of places. He won a ring with Denver and then he ended up in Arizona. He's an offensive lineman, went to like
Eagle?
5 pro, but he was at the Eagles, Cincinnati, Denver, and I think Arizona. Incredible offensive lineman. And he'll be on the show. He has an incredible story. He's a lunatic, that guy. Very, very smart, full lunatic though. Awesome conversations coming.
Nice.
Yeah, right. Awesome convo. But he was like, yeah, I retired too, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And he got a call from the NFLPA that was like, hey, we need to do a wraparound meeting. I'm like, the NFLPA is offering you a reach around? He was like, no. I was so good. I was like, they didn't offer me a fucking hand. He was like, no, it's a wraparound meeting where like we clear up all your 401k, your pension shit, all that stuff. The NFLPA still has yet to call me.
You haven't done any of that yet.
They haven't even invited me to go do it. It's like a full process, I guess, where you go to the NFLPA headquarters, which we overpay for in D.C. I don't know why. It's not in the Midwest where everything's much cheaper. Whatever. You take my money, do I not make any guaranteed contracts, whatever the fuck you want to do, NFLPA. If you want to fuck up everything, you can do that. But I wasn't even invited to go there. And I think because of what I just said, which I've said.
You haven't wrote the letter yet?
No. Every time they come and do a meeting, it's – so the NFLPA comes every year to your team.
Yeah.
It's like a State of the Union type meeting. And they schedule it at the end of a 10-hour day, like right at the end of the day. They got checks for us from Madden, and it's just like a 30-minute meeting. Everybody's ready to go home. So they schedule it so nobody asks any questions. Uh-uh. Not me. I fire the fuck away. It's like a day where—
Your teammates are so pissed at you.
No. The first time I did it, they were pissed, but then— like a couple of the OGs were like, he's asking real questions though. We should actually listen to it. So it's turned into like a comedy thing almost where they like look forward to it. So I like just sit down in the middle of the room. They say something stupid and I'm just ready to fucking unload. And everybody is like, Ewald is like, yeah, Pat, let go. Get that money for us, Pat. Like everybody's excited about it. But everybody in our room, NFL players are a lot smarter than people think. Especially when it comes to our finances. So whenever one person asks a question, it spurs other questions.
Yes, I know.
So it's like an actual productive meeting as opposed to them just fucking brainwashing people.
The difference between the NFL world and the corporate world if you ask a question in a meeting in the corporate world, you're immediately hated by everyone because it does spur other questions and everyone just wants to get the fuck out of there and back to their...
That's what they're attempting to do, though. That's what the NFLPA is attempting to do. That's why they do it at the end of a long-ass day. Yeah. They offer up the checks. They try to do it to us. But you got to be very well-liked on your team to do this. You got to be liked.
About money, I assume people are interested
in. Yeah.
So how do you get Madden checks now after you leave the league?
I don't...
You're not in the game anymore.
I think I'll be out of the game.
So you don't EA get royalties
Sports.
Year
He's
after
out
year.
Of the game. What's that?
So you don't get royalties like however many copies they sell or whatever.
No, because the deals that NFLPA...
It's just a yearly contract.
Just like what Trump was talking with our government making deals with other places. Like, just because you make a deal doesn't mean it's a good deal. Like, that's kind of what Trump was trying to say. Just because we make a deal with somebody doesn't mean it's a good deal.
Absolutely.
Like, deals are a good thing if it's a good deal for both sides. The NFLPA has a lot of deals with a lot of people that aren't good deals.
Sure.
Like, they're deals for sure. We're getting some type of money. But the NFLPA is getting fucked at the end of the day, or the players are getting fucked. I don't know what the NFLPA is getting, but the players are getting fucked. And I have a lot of questions about that. I'm like, so you just sold my rights to Fanatics to make a t-shirt, and I'm seeing 4% of that money whenever I'm the one who marketed myself. I'm the one. You guys haven't helped me at all. This is my Twitter, my brand, blah, blah, blah. They're like, yeah, but it's just a little bit of extra money in your pocket. I was like, I don't want that fucking extra money. I'd rather just not sell a t-shirt and get 4% of the money when Fanatics is making 80% of money off of my name.
That's a whole argument about paying college kids when you're selling their jersey and they're getting dick for it.
I think college athletes should be able to make money off of their name. So if a guy wants to pay, like when I was in school, Pat White, Steve Slayton, Darius Renaud, Owen Schmidt built West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that school transform from my freshman year to a senior year, from a very average school to a top of the line school in all facets. We're talking brand new halls, brand new schools, brand new everything. Stadium got rebuilt, more state. And Pat White and Steve Slayton were 100% the reason for that, and they didn't see a dollar. If a car dealership goes to Pat White, hey, we're going to pay you $5,000 to come sign autographs, Pat White built up his name. He should be able to do that.
Couldn't agree more.
I don't think schools can get into the business of paying players.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of shit that goes into that. Because you got W9, you got a lot of sports that aren't making money.
Correct.
But if a player's name is making money, they should be able to go get that money. That's what I think for that. But the NFLPA... They make bad deals all the time. And I think that's why they haven't reached out to me to come do the hand job wraparound thing. Because I am not scared in those meetings to be like, why are we doing an NFLPA bowl? It's like the sixth worst senior bowl out there. We're just losing money and none of these fucking players are going to get into the NFL. We're just wasting money. Nobody sees it. Well, there are some guys who made it to the NFL from that bowl game. Oh, shit. I just broke a pen.
You scared yourself, too.
That freaked me out. I did not expect this pen to break. But that's probably why I haven't been called. So there's no official retirement. So I just got a text back, though.
From the
drug testing people?
From Zamir Cobb. Sorry for the error. Hope you're well. We should discuss getting you into the PA for a wraparound visit to ensure... wraparound visit to ensure you're well informed about all of your benefits. Can I give you a call this week?
Absolutely.
That's perfect.
Absolutely, Zamir.
They just didn't even realize you're out.
No
one knows you're done.
The NFLPA.
That is incredible.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That was awesome. So, anyways, the NFLPA is really doing a solid job.
They just have to know you're done.
Yeah.
They should know. I mean, the press conference was the entire Super Bowl week. They should have known that. But that's the NFLPA. Damari Smith is too worried buying 7 different suits. That fucking guy. I think he's a good guy at heart, but I really believe that the way the NFLPA is operating is fully ass backwards.
Giggle machine over here. Todd's crying.
This is unbelievable. In my mind the whole time, I'm thinking, how do I go dad-like and say, Pat,
you have to
go get your pension shit done?
Oh, yeah. I probably should. There's a lot of money floating out there that's mine.
Yeah.
Speaking of, buy from Cluster Truck.
There it is.
Anyways, what else is going on in sports, man? DeMarcus Ware, hell of a career.
Give it up for him.
Bravo to DeMarcus Ware and all other NFL players who have retired who haven't gotten national notoriety.
Yeah.
If you make it to the NFL, you're a hell of a player.
Retire from that and especially to have an amazing career like he did, but just to make it long enough to call it a career and retire from it.
It's awesome.
That's amazing.
What else?
I'm good. I think we can move on to Oh, boy, Todd.
Little world news. What else is going on in the world,
Todd? You guys are
going
to like this. Kid Rock blasts China-made barbecue grills because America, right?
Wow, Kid Rock is a super American.
Kid Rock, the Donald Trump-supporting rocker, is throwing out red meat to his base and a grill to cook it on. The musician has just released a line of grills called American Badass, the name of one of his songs. Rock.
My name is Kid.
I've heard that like four times this morning.
What's that?
That song, Nick was listening to all morning.
Oh, really?
The ball, Nick.
Oh. Little Kid Rock, you
the
know,
bang,
start
the dang,
week off
diggy,
right.
Diggy, 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 said the boogie, said up, jump. No,
I figured it might have, did it have something to do with this?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you're ruining a bit.
Maybe
right
you
now.
Just ruined a I like how Diggs never made that connection. Well, the sound
no,
guy
No, I did.
Was
That's
playing,
why I asked it.
Was playing clips of Kid Rock all morning. Maybe.
I didn't know. Hold on.
Maybe it has something to
well,
do with
this. Well,
this
is what
story.
Happens when you don't fucking tell each other what's going on.
I want to let people know.
Read the room, Diggs.
No. I'll normally say it's on me, but fuck you. This one's not on
I've
me.
I've never experienced somebody who's so bad at reading the room, recognizing situations in my life. But this is why we'll love this, because Rock said...
You fucking idiot.
Here it comes.
Oh, you're so bad.
Kid Rock said these grills are 100% American-made. And it's his way of helping bring back manufacturing jobs in the U.S., right? You got to love that. This is his badass grills are promoted to Second Amendment enthusiasts as the heavy metal rap equivalent of the George Foreman grill. Have you seen any of these videos?
No.
That he
no.
uses to promote them?
No.
The one I watched.
I'm sure we're going to.
This lady puts a catapult machine together. She puts this grill that's made from China, or made in China, in it, and flings it through the air, and he gets out a shotgun, and he starts shooting this grill, and it blows up, and then when it crashes to the ground, he just looks at the camera and goes, "Take that, China."
It's like a war on China right there.
It is. It's amazing. That is a product I think we could get behind for sure.
The American
Badass Grill.
I like that a lot.
Are you scared? He's here.
Oh my God. I'm
an American badass.
Watch me kick.
You can roll with rock or you can see you. I'm a porno flick. I'm like amazing.
That first CD he put out, I don't know if it was his first CD because I don't know his story that well, but Ba with the Ba, that song.
Phenomenal.
God damn.
And we were young, so it was like.
High school. We were right in high school. TRL. That was right in the middle of TRL. God, I became a gigantic Kid Rock fan.
Our one intern, Ryan, said that if Kid Rock ran for anything around the Detroit area, he would win by a landslide.
Well, we've
been. And I guess he's trying to become a politician, so.
We've been to Detroit, like Nugent, right? Isn't Nugent kind of get into the politic realm, too? He's kind of all in.
Yeah, he's all in, man. That guy is four guns.
Kid Rock is awesome. Kid Rock's a talented fucking dude, though.
Yeah. He owns his own beer brewing thing, right? He has his own beer for sure. They saw a thing on the walkthrough.
We breweries. Attempted to have our own beer. I can't believe a
we'll
brewery.
Get there. Hey,
one
we'll
day
get there.
We'll get it we'll accomplished.
Get I can't believe a brewery was willing to roll the dice with Kid Rock because the brewery told me that they didn't want to take the risk of being associated with me after inviting me to their fucking brewery to talk about doing a beer with them.
The weirdest meeting of all time.
I love Kid Rock. My dad loves Kid Rock.
Didn't
I love him too.
Did you have to hold Todd back in that meeting, or was it the other way?
Todd was about to fight.
I was upset, you know. We brought you here just to rub in your face that we don't know how comfortable we are with working with you.
Todd was about to fight.
Fuck off.
I was trying to high road it and kind of end the meeting, and Todd was just chiming in every 2 seconds like, that's what every brand does. That's what every brand does. You're kind of Subway did it with Jared. Didn't work out. Todd was just going. I was like, Todd, we're just going to get the fuck out of here. We're not doing beer with him. Not that big of a deal, Todd. He was like, that's so disrespectful what that guy said to you. Todd, just get us out of this fucking room. We'll never talk to that guy.
What if you murder somebody, he said, actually said. What happens if you murder somebody and then our beer is associated with your name?
Yeah. The guy said it. And this is five guys sitting around a table. Yeah. Business is closed. That's what the conversation led to.
I would have been like, hey, guy, what if I have sex with your wife?
Well, that's
which how about I'm about that? To do.
How about that?
Todd almost said that.
I had sex with your wife.
No, Todd was just like, Todd in his head, you could see just, he was turning red. I mean, Todd and I are Irish. You two are Paisans. so you don't have this issue. But the Irish, you can tell quickly if we're pissed off because it's just, it shows all over. I'm always red.
Yeah.
Always red. But whenever an awkward moment pops up, I turn even more red. I'm not good at it. Yeah, and Todd was boiling over there. And I was just like, chill the fuck out, Todd. This isn't that big of a deal. What if that guy doesn't pay his fucking taxes?
Yeah.
Does Pat know if you're going to pay your fucking taxes? Pat doesn't know what you said. Pat is just, everything Pat's done is out on fucking camera on the internet. We know nothing about you, buddy. Is Todd was just cooking. Like Todd, I was like, Todd, let's just get out of here. Let's just get out of here. This isn't our brewery, obviously. I like those people, but it just wasn't the right fit for us.
No, we will find a fit, though.
Todd's a loyal dog.
Yeah.
Todd is.
Well, to my friends, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody messes with my boys, I don't care what you say to me. Pretty much. You can say a lot of things to me, and I'll be okay.
What did Mr. Earp say?
You got to back your brother's play.
Good for Kid Rock, though. I hope he sells a shit ton. I mean, the barbecue market is wide open for a guy to come in and – because that's Midwest America.
He's pretty much – whoever George Foreman didn't get to, he's getting to them.
Yeah. Yeah, those are two different
slightly
crowds.
Different demographic.
I got a Foreman, but I'd buy a Kid Rock barbecue as long as he does – oh boy. I just hit the cough button. That's the first time we successfully used the cough button.
I wouldn't call it successful.
Oh, thanks, Nick. You didn't think that was successful?
No.
You heard me burp?
Oh, yeah.
That must have been the other microphone. Mm-hmm. It was a good one. Did I tell the story on here about Kid Rock's concert that was at like 10:57? Did I ever tell you that story?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it went over. He said, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'll pay the...
the noise violation. Yeah. So there's like 11 o'clock noise cutoff.
Oh, yeah,
at like some
of
those places. You're not allowed to play a concert because concerts, if they're on Thursday night or something like that, you're not allowed to go past 11 o'clock. It's a...
ordinance or whatever.
Ordinance. Yeah, it's a noise ordinance or whatever. And Kid Rock at 10:58, he hadn't played Ba Wa Da Ba yet, says, I was just told that if I play past 11 o'clock, I'm going to get fined. I think it was like $30,000 or something like that. And he goes right into it. I told him, my name's Kid.
it was the most Kid Rock
move of all time. It ended at 11:04. Like for 4 minutes, he got charged $30,000. I'm like, bad decision. Could have snuck that one in a little bit earlier and got out of this. But that's an American badass move.
Yeah, he is a badass, man. I like him.
He's talented.
Yeah.
Very, very talented. And he had sex with Pamela Anderson?
I don't know. But didn't he have a sex tape with the guy from Creed on a tour bus or something
like
that?
Like they double-teamed someone? Or
yeah, it was like those two and then like three or four groupies on a tour bus. Huh. I think it was Scott Stapp, Kid Rock, and a bunch of people on a tour bus.
He was with Pam Anderson for a long time.
Hold on, I'll look it up.
Back Kid in Rock, their peak.
You guys continue.
Kid Rock did a group sex with Nickelback?
No. Scott Stapp, Creed.
With arms wide open. That one?
Yep.
He had a baby, that guy, with one of the groupies?
Yeah. Nick, you're right.
Isn't that the Arms Wide Open song?
So they were.
It's about a baby.
I didn't know that. World.
They were tag teaming someone in a.
I think it was just.
It was a group. So there were a lot of people.
A videotape showing Kid Rock and former Creed frontman Scott Stapp engaging in explicit sexual with four female fans. Good for them.
Oh,
I don't know how I feel about the whole group sex thing.
I mean, I know
some people are into it.
I'm sure they were fucked up.
Certainly.
Well, let's not make assumptions.
I think that's a prerequisite, though, for the Illuminati. I think you have to participate in a group sex.
How long have I been wanting to get invited into the Illuminati?
Well, I'm just saying.
That's been on my bucket list since I was 12 years old.
You might have to mix it up.
Do I have to get fucked by a guy?
No, but I think you have to be in a room with other guys that are having sex.
You have to go to one of those parties where you're wearing a mask and like you have a real long beak nose.
Yeah.
And there's like weird rooms.
Yeah.
But what's on the other side? On the other side, you join the Illuminati, you're successful forever, right?
I think so.
And they let you know.
As a guy who just turned down a lot of money to kick balls.
And they let you know about all the secrets.
I would just want to know about
the world's secrets.
All I want to know about is aliens.
That's all we care about.
Yeah.
That's all I want to know. What is it? What have they done? Where are they? Who is it? Is it Men in Black or do they just show up every once in a while? What's going on?
What are they planning?
Is Kim Jong-un an alien?
Yes.
I think he is.
Has to be.
I don't know.
I think he is.
What else is going on in the world, Tom?
Well, speaking of possible North Korean dictator aliens.
Jesus Christ.
He's back. There's always a news story. Every day, Kim Jong-un is in the news. This time, he's threatening merciless attacks on America in retaliation for South Korea drills.
What's going on?
Kim Jong-un has threatened to unleash a merciless attack on America if joint military exercises with South Korea do not cease.
What kind of attack?
Well, here's what's interesting. He said he would attack us from ground, air, sea, and underwater.
Oh, he said he's got a Navy SEAL over there.
I think.
Hold on a second.
I think more importantly, he probably has mermaids.
Geology wasn't dolphins. My number one thing in school, but
I believe in those. I can get behind some dolphins.
There's not water underneath our country, is there?
Well, he can attack Navy piers.
Oh, maybe he's talking about subway systems.
So you know Navy SEAL obviously flooded subway systems?
Maybe.
Oh, you're an idiot. Your Navy SEAL stands for sea, air, land, right?
Yeah, I think.
What's the E?
What's the E?
Part of sea.
Okay.
Look that up. I'm being 100% serious when I say that.
I think you're right.
Whenever I heard that, I was very confused how that's how that all came to be. But I think that's what SEAL says.
I think so.
Sea, air, and land. Because they'll attack from sea, air, and land.
It's capital S, little E.
Sea, air, and land. And they threw the E in there? That
just so it would be pronounced sea instead of SEAL instead of SAL.
Yeah. Some asshole was like, we're going to put an E in here somewhere.
We're the Navy SALs coming in. Yeah. My mom does not need to be associated with that.
Sea, air, and land teams. You're right.
Yeah, so that's what he's saying. He's saying he's going to get his SEALs, the North Korean SEALs, to attack us.
Elite.
Which are actually just dolphins with bombs strapped to them.
Funny thing.
Yeah.
I heard, and this is, I don't know if this is confidential, and I don't even know if it's true, but I have heard from pretty
reliable
sources.
Do we
have a breaking news site?
Reliable sources that we have dolphins swimming around. Trained dolphins, which I believe in. Everybody knows I believe in them.
Mm-hmm.
Swimming around our ships at sea, who like basically have these nose things on them that send up a color onto the ocean if they hit somebody. So they're like trained to protect our ships. Does that make sense?
Mm.
So they like swim around
our ship.
Our ships are protected by trained dolphins.
Like if a torpedo comes at the ship, they're going to take one for
now,
the team?
No, if a human is coming into to attach something.
Okay.
They find them. And
I've heard
that makes more sense.
They've trained dolphins to do various tasks. I didn't hear that level of detail that you just explained,
yeah.
But I've heard they use dolphins for things.
I thought they were going to take one for the team and like.
Well, they kind of do though. They're treated just like very high ranking members of military, just like the dogs are treated with the SEALs.
Yeah,
they're dolphin SEALs, and they swim around our ships that are out at sea.
That is awesome.
I think that is incredible, and I have not gotten that confirmed by very high up people. But this is just in conversations that I've heard.
Can we ask where you heard this?
No, I cannot. I cannot. I would have to kill you. But I would love for Kim Jong-un to send a couple people into our ships and our fucking American dolphins just take them down.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
It's on Wikipedia, so.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
U.S. Navy Marine Mammal Program.
Nice.
Yeah, so they have like these like
things. I always thought we should be working
also,
more with dolphins.
Also,
I've always said that.
They also use sea lions, too.
Yeah.
Nice. Who knew?
How cool is that, though?
That is awesome.
That's like the canines that we send in with the SEALs. These guys have they have night vision glasses and earpieces in, and the terrorists, I guess, describe them as these little trained lions that the Americans use. Yeah, so we get these animals working hand in hand. I'm a big fan of that.
Well, that's the difference between us and Russia, right? Russia used dogs in World War II, and they would just put bombs on the dog
and
send
the
them
dog.
Into tanks, like send them to run under tanks and then detonate it.
So Russia had kamikaze dogs?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'd not call them kamikaze dogs. Just kamikazes are willing to die and know what they're doing. These were sacrificial dogs. Yeah.
But yeah, so we got some
They also hunt mines.
Yeah, so we got.
Okay, I have heard something on that before. I watched something on that. Yeah.
But so, no attack missions.
So supposedly, like Navy SEALs, whenever they're training, they're told you can get a week off. If you can get to a ship that is being protected by the dolphins.
Ooh, like, hey,
if you can get a week off, if you can get something onto the ship, like a fake bomb onto the bottom of the ship, and I guess these guys go for it, and nobody has ever beat the dolphin. The dolphins just, like, find them, and they got this mask on their nose that sends a color up, and they just bang, like, break ribs on the side and just, like, bang. And then
so then it releases this color liquid that comes to the surface.
And they're like, oh, there must be somebody down there.
I love this.
It's genius, isn't it?
Yeah. Can we get a SEAL in here to talk to, like a retired one?
I would love to bring in one of those admirals.
Talk for hours to a Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
It'd be cool to kind of learn about all that shit. Because that's really, when I heard that pop up in a conversation, I wasn't just like for the next 10 minutes, I was just like, who the fuck thought of that? Like, that is genius. And the fact that the dolphins are like, yep,
Yeah.
They don't even know.
Dolphins are better than dogs because they're super smart. I mean, you've seen them at SeaWorld. They can do some crazy shit.
They're the only other animal that has sex for pleasure.
Really?
Yeah.
Got to respect that. Anybody that likes getting their dick sucked,
you
I'm a
that?
Fan of.
No. How do they know
that's why
it's
they always
for pleasure
try to,
versus...
That's why they always try to have sex with humans.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
they want to be mermaids.
Trying to get a nut, cuz. I respect that.
Dolphins are horny creatures.
They also get stoned. Yeah.
What?
They get stoned. You ever saw that video? There's like some kind of puffer fish or something, and the dolphins are just batting it around. And when they hit the fish, it releases this like little gas in the water.
Spice?
Yeah. And so the dolphins just get stoned off of it.
That's amazing.
See, I believe in dolphins, guys.
Yeah.
It all makes sense.
So the dolphins know that puffer fish or whatever, if they beat it around, the shit's going to come out.
Imagine the Steve Jobs dolphin that discovered that. That guy was a hero in the sea.
Oh, guys, God. I just hit this fish and I got fucked up.
What did it look like? You'll see. Just
no, no, follow me. We're fucking... Trust me, this shit's fucking bomb.
What else is going on?
Well, we don't need vagina lipstick.
What?
There's an article on that. Have you seen, like, this is the craze now, the vagina lipstick?
No.
Like, oh, the protesters?
No.
It's just like in real life.
This is a real life. Medical professionals are saying V-Magic Feminine Lips with an S stick is a real and unnecessary product that promises to keep your vulva balanced, moisturized, and perfect.
It's like chapstick for your vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I only bring this up because I don't think we address the female listener specifically often enough.
And
this is something for them. This is a cautionary
warning. Let's talk about their vaginas.
Warning.
Vajazzle, but not vagina chapstick.
Right.
Okay.
So it's not colored?
They call it lipstick for your vagina.
Yeah, I heard
basically.
You.
But it's more like Pat said. This product is really more like chapstick because the other lips get chapped too. That's an actual tagline from the product.
Those girls are unimpressed by everybody if their lips are getting chapped and been moist in years.
You know what? What are you doing in the wind with your bare vagina anyway? Stay out.
Keep that thing in a sauna down there.
Yeah, you have the ceiling fan too high.
I'm very happy we don't have vaginas, by the way.
I am too.
Because vaginas are
complicated.
There has to be, like, let's assume God created all of us, right? Mm-hmm. Did a great job with everything, right? Gave us the opposable thumb so we can beat up a wolf.
Right.
Wolf.
Wolf.
A wolf.
There it is.
Whatever. Gave us one person a penis, another a vagina so he could procreate. Gave you a digestive system. Gave you things that fight off everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that he chose a period monthly.
It's weird.
Is just, it's so horrible for women.
You think he phoned it in?
I think he quit early. Yeah. I say he said, well, we need to figure out a way to get these eggs out that haven't been fertilized. He's like, well, just have them dump out the bottom and then make their lives miserable for a week. And don't have the guys deal with that. Just let the women deal with a week of misery. The guys will deal with the woman, which is even worse.
But is it? I mean.
You'd rather have the period than dealing with the woman on the period.
Because it's accepted. Women can murder somebody on their period, PMS, and get away with it.
Well, there you go. Because I think sometimes I got to focus on the positive aspects of having a period. You know what I mean?
No.
It's always so negative, 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 negative. You know? Use it to your advantage. You'd be like, oh, shit, I got my period. Oh, that means rinse too. You know what I mean? It's like a calendar.
But that changes because if they start hanging out with other girls, their vaginas sync up like Bluetooth and they all go at the same time. So maybe rent will be late. There's no positive.
It's literally my favorite thing
it just
about
threw my calendar off.
And then the bears come and it's just not good for anyone.
Yeah.
I'm happy that I was not born with a vagina. I respect the hell out of
me
women.
Too.
I am so lucky that I do not have to bear children. I do not have to deal with that on a monthly basis. But
because
this whole vagina chapstick thing's crazy.
Yeah, because evidently a lot of things go on with the vagina to even cause this thing to be someone to think this was the necessary product, which evidently it's not according to doctors, but it claims to treat things like itch and discomfort, skin dryness, odor causing bacteria and ingrown hairs. The danger that these doctors are saying, Maria Isabel Rodriguez, who is an obstetrics and gynecological expert,
there you go, bud,
says don't use it because if you get shit like that going on,
you
need to go see a doctor.
Well, that's what I'm saying though. The gynecologist always has the spin. You got to remember who's giving the information.
It's like a dentist.
They want you to eat candy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Thank you. I'm glad
because they want
that up.
Business.
Yes.
The gynecologist here doesn't want you to use chapstick on your vagina because they want to have to deal with the problem themselves, so you have to pay them.
Well, let me give you a use home case. Science.
The what case?
A use case here. I was in New Orleans one time.
I was excited.
In New Orleans, and we were at a low-key dive bar. My buddy was like, we're not going to go out on Bourbon. I'm going to take you to one of these bars out of the way a little bit, a real hometown type thing. Aggressive. I was like, okay, cool.
Aggressive you know, decision.
I
can
saw
do
the
that
touristy thing. I want to see what New Orleans is like, the real side. So we go out, and this girl... in the middle, you know, it's just a real average evening, nothing crazy going on. Out of nowhere, this girl takes her pants off, stands up on the bar, lays down. The bartender pulls out a pack of Mentos, proceeds to put the Mentos one by one into her vagina, gets a Diet Coke, 20-ounce bottle, never forget it,
okay,
pours it right in there, shoots out like a soda fountain. I feel like after that, you might want to use the chapstick.
After the geyser?
Yeah, after the geyser. After the fresh maker.
I feel like she's properly hydrated there.
What? What are you talking about?
Don't worry about it.
You don't think she needs the chapstick because she's properly hydrated because of the Coke that just went in there?
Coke dehydrates you. Maybe you should use the chapstick.
How did the bar just become so comfortable with this girl? You're like, yep, when she walks in...
That's like, it was clearly not the first time she had done this. This was like encouraged.
This is a parlor trick she pulls off.
Yeah. She was just a patron. She was just like sitting at the bar drinking.
Oh.
And they were like, okay, now let's do this.
They know her as the Mentos girl. No doubt. Yeah.
The fresh maker.
Yeah.
She's like the midget that popped out at the bar at Southside.
Yeah. R.I.P.
Rest in R.I.P. peace. He's from our high school.
Really? Mm.
This guy. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That dude's from our high school.
I think they got another one though.
They had to. That was a good gimmick. So a bell would go off, a siren, red light would go off, and this midget would come running out of the hole and on top of the bar. It's a little hole in the wall. It's like his little...
It was a cage.
It was a cage.
It was a cage.
Yeah, basically a cage. He would come sprinting out with two bottles of whatever liquor he wanted, Fireball vodka. And everybody would just line up at the bar, and he would just dump stuff down their mouth, and then he'd run out the other side.
I love it.
So it was like lap, and it was gigantic, and he was from Plum. And I was in the NFL or college when this was going on. I think both. And I came home and I had a little bit of money. They're like, you remember, I forget his name, blah, blah, blah.
I think it was Sean.
You remember Sean the midget? And I was like, yeah, from high school. They're like, yeah. He's got a great gig now. I was like, what are you talking about? Let's go to this bar. And we went, and I thought he was going to like be a bartender, which I guess he kind of was. But we were there for 10 minutes, and all of a sudden this fucking siren goes off, and they go, look. And he comes sprinting out of the wall with these two bottles, and everybody just sprints to the bar, and he just dumps it down and comes back and runs right back in his hole. And it was
lit.
The place was insane.
Yeah.
Got a text 2 years later from Alex Lefkakis.
Lokes. Shout out, Lokes.
One of the funniest humans on earth. He goes, sad day.
Sad day.
I said, what happened? You remember Sean the Midget? He died.
R.I.P.
Oh, my God. He goes, have to find a new favorite bar, have to find a new favorite midget, but pour one out for our little homie tonight. I said, you got it, man. So he passed away. Rest in peace to him. But that's the same type of thing, though. That Mentos 20-ounce bottle girl, she was their attraction.
You've got to have something like that.
Yeah. That midget running out on the bar, I think, is a genius idea.
Right. You can keep your drink specials and whatever else you're going to push on, you know, promote with. You got somebody that shoots Mentos and Pepsi out of their vagina, or a midget that runs around and pours alcohol down my mouth.
Yeah. I'm all in.
Yeah. I'll come to you.
By the way, is the word midget offensive?
I don't know.
It is. We're supposed to say little person.
Sorry.
No, I'm not sorry.
But in the context of the story, obviously.
Hold on. No, I am not sorry. I'm not.
Oh, mine wasn't serious, but.
Well, I know you weren't, but I want to let people know that I'm not sorry. Because when I say midget, I don't mean it in a derogatory term. I'm not speaking badly about Sean. I just told a story praising him.
You did.
So if you get offended by that, which is probably a tall, white, rich person got offended by me saying that.
By the way, the person who's going to complain about this has never had a friend who's a midget or a little person.
No,
ever.
So who are they to even talk?
Ever. I mean, I'm offended by you saying the word midget. I've never met one. I am not one. But I think if I was one, I wouldn't want you to speak like that.
Yeah.
Well, I think if you were one, you'd be the midget I wasn't friends with. So go fuck yourself. Anyways, that little person was my favorite little person. And we don't mean any offense by saying
no,
midget.
But that's an awesome story. Bars like that are cool. That's why everybody goes there. makes it their favorite place.
I'm a little bit against you trying to go to the dive bar in New Orleans, because a dive bar in Indiana is the same as a dive bar in Pittsburgh, same as that. If you're going to New Orleans, you're going for Bourbon Street.
Except for this attraction. This one.
But that Mentos Grill, I guess, is not anywhere else.
You can't get that just anywhere.
You don't even get that on Bourbon. I mean, I've seen some things on Bourbon, but...
We were there last year, and I saw some dude shooting up heroin, and my buddy goes, no, don't do it.
You guys were trying to hold an intervention?
Yeah. Hammered intervention. The guy's like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, man. I'm homeless in New Orleans, and you're going to tell me what to do. People have been telling that guy how to live his life a long time.
Speaking of vagina, I have a little bit of a dilemma.
Oh, I'm excited.
I don't know if I should feel bad. No, you shouldn't be that excited. So I was laying in my bed last night, and I was watching The Office, and I have this huge window next to my bed, and it looks across the street to other apartments.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did you see somebody naked?
Yeah, she was just frolicking around in her bedroom, and I was like, I'm allowed to watch,
You're
right?
a peeping Tom. No, that's a peeping Tom.
Okay.
You're not allowed to look. You're not allowed to talk about it. You're certainly not allowed to talk about looking. You fucking creep.
That was my dilemma. I didn't know.
You should... You should let her know that you can see her.
Because if you don't think she knows?
If you can see her, other people can see her.
What if she's doing it on purpose?
No, it's on. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe she's trying to tease him.
There was a Seinfeld episode about this.
I mean, she has curtains and blinds, right?
Yeah, we all do.
She could have drew them.
I'm gonna return the favor tonight, see what happens.
She's not asking for a return, Chug. She's not asking for a return, Chug.
Maybe I'll do like a... Like a ship lost at sea, I'm going to do a couple flashes into her window with a flashlight.
You SOS call.
See if we get anything back.
You're an idiot.
But you should know the street's only 20 feet. Like, you should know people can see in there. Maybe if you don't want people seeing, close your blinds.
Yeah. And on that note, I think it's time to do a final thought.
Okay.
I think it's time to keep it moving.
I think that should have been my final
thought. Nick, what's your final thought?
Big fan of dolphins and what they do for us.
Absolutely.
Really respect the community there.
American heroes.
And they don't get easily offended.
Dolphins don't?
Not from what I've seen.
Yeah, they're just down to do whatever. Smoke a fish, kill some humans.
Chill.
Kind of a rat, though.
A rat?
Yeah, they're snitches.
No, they're more like undercover agents.
Yeah, they're sly.
Now, how come there isn't an animated film about that, I wonder yet? We should create that. Yeah. That's going to cost a lot of money, but it's worth it.
Edit this out so no one hears it.
Todd, final thought.
Final thought, man. I'm a big Kid Rock fan, and I'm going to buy one of these American Badass grills. That's fucking awesome. Keep it going. Support America. Buy a fucking grill.
Every grill you buy defeats China.
Yeah.
That's something to think about.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't think about it that way.
But my iPhone was created in China. And the computer I use, and the TV I watch, and the remote I use for the TV I watch, and this chair I'm sitting on probably.
And the lighter I use to light my American grill.
So China's listening to us at all times. Everybody's talking about hacking microwaves and shit. China has created our iPhones. How easy would it be just to put a chip in there that we don't know anything about and listen to the entire world?
Yeah.
And people are acting like that's not feasible.
Wait a second. They're hacking microwaves like they want to listen to me fucking.
There was a WikiLeaks
about the Totino's pizza rolls are going to be.
Kellyanne Conway was talking about microwaves being hacked the other day.
But it was because of WikiLeaks, right? Didn't WikiLeaks
release
something from the CIA that the CIA is hacking into people's. You had. When I walked into your house. You had tape over your webcam for your computer, and I've never been more confused in my life. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, CIA, man. They're hacking into everything.
I worked in IT for a long time, and I thought it was ridiculous when people did that. And then you start to read a little bit. You start to watch a few things, and you kind of get woke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay woke.
Yeah.
So that lady sounded ridiculous saying that they're hacking us through our microwaves, which it does sound ridiculous, but they're definitely listening to us.
In some fashion.
All the time.
They're keeping track of us.
I'm fine.
Like Trump saying his tower was wiretapped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no shit. It's been wiretapped since.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, buddy. That thing's been tapped since it was built. Yeah. You don't even know that. You have no idea. Diggs, what's your final thought?
My final thought is shout out to the guy who named the Navy SEALs not to make it the Navy SEALs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big news for my mom.
Yeah.
My mom's name would be a much different
Slightly thing. Less intimidating.
Yeah. What's your mom's name? Sal. Oh, shit. Sal Team 6.
We should start calling her that now.
Oh, I love Sally. And
my bracket this year for the interns, I created, I named my bracket Todd's Seal Team Picks.
Sick, man.
Wow. I thought it was pretty cool. Is that a walk-off for you?
Yeah. I'm turning his mic off right now.
All right. Thank you for listening. It's Wednesday, March 15th. We hope you have a fantastic day. We hope you enjoyed the conversation. We love America. We hate racism. Keep it moving. Life is good. And if you don't like us, eat shit. If you do like us, subscribe, rate, review. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.